This game is designed for you to practice listening to and following specific directions, quick thinking, manual dexterity, and memory. There are four exercises. Stop the exercise when you hear the tone and wait for instructions. You have in front of you a stack of cards. Gather the cards and hold them in your hands. Find the letter B. Place the letter B on the table. Place the letter A above the B. Find the R card. Place it to the left of the letter A. Find the number 4 and place it above the A, face down. Place the second letter B next to and left of the blank card. Locate the number 1. Place it above the top letter B. Find the U and put it next to the letter R, face down. Above that blank card, place the second letter R. Place the A in the upper left-hand corner of the square next to the number 1. Put the U in the first row, third position. Turn over the 1. Take the number 2, put it below the R, and to the left of the B, face down. There is a card in the first row, third position, face down. Turn it over. You have a number 10 in your hand. Put it face down next to the blank card in the bottom row. That's all this time. Have your instructor check your cards and answer number 1 on the answer sheet. Stop the tape until you are ready for game number 2. This is set number 2. During this exercise, you may either hold the cards or place them on the table. The choice is yours. These instructions will proceed faster than the first set. Locate the letter B and place it in the lower right-hand corner of an imaginary square. Locate the R and place it above the B. Find the number 2 and place it to the left of the B, face down. Place the 10 next to the blank card. Find the U card and place it to the left of the R. Locate the 4 and place it above the 10. Place an A next to the 10. Place the second U above the first. Turn over the 4 card. Place the remaining letter B above the letter A. Place the second letter R in the 4th position. Place the number 1 above the blank, face down. Place the remaining card above the B. Have your instructor check your cards and answer number 2 on the answer sheet. This is set number 3. During this exercise, you may arrange the cards in any way you wish. You may organize them in any order, lay them down, or pick them up. These instructions combine several steps to test your ability to recall. Place the B and the A card next to one another with the B on the left. Place the R below the B and the U below that. Place the second A below the first A and the 10 next to the top A, face down. Find the second letter R and place it below the U with the 2 and the B next to the R. Be sure that the 2 is between the R and the B and that the 2 is face down. Place the final U next to the top R, the 4 below the U face down, and the 1 to the left of the 4. Have your instructor check your cards and answer number 3 on your answer sheet. Stop the tape until you are ready for game number 4. This is your final game, and it's called Full Moon Friday Night. The instructions will be fast and furious. Don't give up. Pick the cards up and hold them in your hands. You will be placing 4 cards in the top row, the U, R, A, and number 1, in that order, with the 1 face down. In the next row, place only 2 cards, the U and the R. Place the U below the R and the R below the A. Below the bottom U, place the number 4, face down, and below that, place a B. Place the remaining B to the left of the 4, the A to the right of the 4, the 10 to the right of the A, face down. You have a 2 in your hand. Place it face down to the right of the B. If anyone was able to finish this set, have your instructor check the cards, answer number 4 in your answer sheet. If you were able to keep up with this exercise, you're ready for a 9-1-1 on a full moon Friday night.